Let's just start with the reality of it. AI SEO, it isn't a novelty anymore. It's really a survival mechanism now. If you look at what's happening, and this is what we're pulling from the source material for this deep dive, there's this very specific, really high-stress pattern emerging for SEOs. The modern strategist is, well, they're basically drowning in inputs. You've got SERP changes happening, it feels like daily. Competitors are publishing content at a speed we've just never seen. New features are popping up. And all this data is just flooding your dashboards. But what's the spat? And this is the key thing. Despite this flood of new variables, you're still being judged on the exact same outputs: rank, organic traffic, and conversions. It's an equation that, you know, it just doesn't balance. And so here's the counterintuitive idea we really have to start with. The real win in AI SEO isn't about using AI to produce more pages. That's the trap. The actual win is using AI to make better decisions and to make them faster. This actually means you end up shipping fewer pieces of content, but those pieces have a much, much higher chance of ranking. Welcome to the Content Ship Podcast. This is a show about how content actually works today, not how it used to work. We talk about search, AI systems, and the operational side of producing content that survives change. So today we are breaking down the AI SEO playbook, and this isn't about some, you know, theoretical future tech. It's about the workflows that are working right now. Stick with us, because by the end of this, you're going to understand why treating AI like a content slot machine is, well, a failing strategy. We're going to reveal a really specific quick win for small teams that takes the risk out of adopting this stuff. And we'll explain why the most successful teams are splitting their entire workflow into two completely distinct loops.
Wow.
But to get there, we first need to change how we think about the machine's role in this whole process.
Right.
That shift really centers on one core philosophy from the research, and it's this.
Automate the thinking support, not the thinking. That's the mantra. It separates the successful SEO operations from the ones that are just, you know, generating noise. In strong teams, AI does three specific jobs really, really well. First, it collects signals you would miss. The data set is just too big for human. Second, it standardizes your decisions, so your process is repeatable. And third, it compresses the cycle time, so you can act before the SRP, the search engine results page, really settles and hardens. The failure mode we see all the time is when teams just ignore this. Their workflow becomes prompt, publish, repeat. Mm-hmm. And it's tempting, right? Because it feels productive. The word count is going up, pages are going live. But what usually happens is you get thin pages, you get massive keyword overlap, and your reports look busy, but your average position isn't moving an inch. So to avoid that trap, we have to separate the work into two loops. We call them the discovery loop and the production loop. Discovery asks, what should we write? And why now? Production asks, what needs to be true for this page to actually win?
So let's start with the discovery loop, and specifically workflow one, keyword research. Traditional keyword research, you know, it often ends with this massive spreadsheet that's just too big to act on. You're just steering it thousands of rows. The AI workflow is different. It starts with your product and your ideal customer profile's pain points. From there, you let the AI expand out into long-tail variants, adjacent topics. But here is the critical part. Your job is to apply constraints. You filter by intent. Is it informational? Commercial? You filter by funnel stage. And you filter by winnability. We're not just chasing generic difficulty scores anymore. We're looking for where we can actually earn topical authority. Okay, so once you have the keywords, you move into workflow two. SRP analysis. This is where most human analysis falls short because of our own biases. When ranking's new, it's almost never because one competitor just wrote better content. It's usually because the SRP itself has decided it wants a very specific format. Maybe it wants a comparison table or a definition or a how-to guide. AI is amazing here at spotting those patterns. It can summarize what's consistent across all the winners.
Shared sections, common subtopics, the formatting. We stop just looking at the top 10 pages and we start looking for the rules of the game for that query. And finally, in this loop, there's workflow five, predictive insights. Most content calendars are reactive. A competitor publishes, you scramble to catch up. AI lets us move to a predictive model. We can use it to watch for consistent signals, like repeated mentions in industry news or a spike in related questions online. The goal isn't magic. It's just to catch a topic cluster while it's still forming, you know, before the SOP hardens. If you can do that, you move from always being late to sometimes being first. And that's a huge advantage.
And that transition from discovery to execution, that's usually where all the friction happens, right? You have all this great data, you see the patterns, but then you're just staring at a blank page. This brings us to the production loop. And it's really about how we move from what to write to how to write it without sounding like a robot. We have to talk about that blank page paralysis that just plagues so many teams. The strategist, they're not sure of the angle. The writer isn't sure of the intent. The editor has no idea what done is supposed to look like. So this is where Workflow 4 comes in. We use AI to generate those first pass outlines, the must cover questions. It does the heavy lifting on the structure, but, and this is probably the most important part, the human's job is to inject the specific business point of view, the proof points, your unique take. The AI gives you the skeleton. The human provides the muscle and, you know, the soul of the piece. And this is a really crucial distinction in the writing process itself. There's a real danger in what we call the ghostwriter approach. That's where you ask the AI to write the whole article and you just polish it up. That leads to generic, forgettable content. The better way, the reviewer approach, keeps the human expertise right at the center. It uses the AI to make sure nothing important was missed. It totally changes the dynamic from AI writes, human fixes, to human writes, AI strengthens.
That distinction, the reviewer mindset, is so vital for quality control. Which brings us right to workflow 3, content optimization. The best workflow the material suggests is this. Draft with your own expertise first. You write the piece, based on your experience, your data. Then you use AI as a reviewer to audit that draft. You ask it to flag missing subtopics, point out sections that are unclear, or highlight claims you've made without any evidence. A good AI writing assistant in this role will catch things humans just missed during revisions, you know, like an intro that talks all around a term but never actually defines it, or sections that bury the answer. This connects directly to workflow 6, which is voice search. There's this big misconception that optimizing for voice means stuffing keywords or trying to sound, you know, fake conversational. It's actually about rewriting for natural language and providing direct answers. The tactic is simple. Add a short, clear answer right near the top of your content. That improves your eligibility for featured snippets, which is what voice assistants often pull from. So you're not optimizing by stuffing questions. You're optimizing by making the page easier for a machine to understand and extract from. And we also have to touch on workflow 9, link building. Another area where AI is often misused to just generate spammy outreach emails. The smarter play is using AI to find linkable angles inside your content. You can analyze your topic and suggest things like, hey, what if we're included some original data here? Or a clear framework, a checklist, a comparison table assets that people actually want to link to. It could also speed up your prospect research by matching your topic to publications that have linked to similar stuff before. But the constraint is always quality. Links come from value, not from shortcuts. Ultimately, all of this production work needs a North Star. And Google has been very clear about this. Automation is not the problem. The problem is content volume without usefulness. Our goal has to be people-first content. Every single piece needs to answer. Who created it? How was it created? And why does it even exist? If we lose sight of that, I mean, all the efficiency of the world isn't going to save the strategy.
So I just want to take a quick second here. If this breakdown of AI workflows is helping you rethink your strategy, go ahead and follow the podcast. It really does help us keep bringing you these deep dives. Okay, so let's get into the operational side of things, the boring stuff that actually keeps the whole machine running. We've talked discovery and production, but what about reporting? What about monitoring? Workflow 7 is automated reporting, which addresses the pain of the spreadsheet grind. We've all been there. Staring at rows of data, trying to figure out if a dip is just seasonality or if it was a Google update. The shift here is having AI draft a weekly narrative from your Search Console data. So instead of just numbers, it explains what changed. Like, these pages gained impressions but lost click-through rate, or these queries moved from page 2 to page 1. It turns raw data into a story you can actually act on. Then there's workflow 8. Market monitoring. This is something our CEO, Marian Ignaz, and the team at ContentShip are incredibly focused on. The problem is just noise. You can monitor unlimited feeds, but you can't read everything. So the solution is to use AI to deduplicate stories and then score them against your specific personas. This makes sure your backlog stays actionable. You're not just reacting to every bit of breaking news. You're only seeing the items that score high for your strategy. It filters the noise so you can focus on the signal. And we can't forget workflow 10, local SEO. If you manage more than one location, you know the absolute nightmare of inconsistent business hours or outdated service descriptions. AI is incredibly valuable here for auditing that consistency at scale. It can check hundreds of location pages in minutes to make sure your NAP tails, name, address, phone are consistent. It's a massive time saver that frees up hours for more strategic work.
So we've covered a lot of workflows, but we really need to ground this in the reality of implementation. We have to talk about costs, risks, and where you should even start. When we talk about cost in AI SEO, we shouldn't just think about money. We have to define cost as a mix of money, time, and risk. In terms of a timeline, a typical rollout might look something like this. Week one is all strategy, defining your personas, your constraints, your wins. Weeks two through four are for building out the workflows we talked about, discovery, scoring, briefs, writing. After that, the ongoing cost really shifts to human review and judgment. Now for the quick win. If you're a small team and you're maybe a little hesitant to buy a massive new tool chain, here's the specific advice from the material. Don't try to do everything at once. Spend your first month doing just two things. First, refresh your keyword map. Use AI to find those missing opportunities. Second, and this is the really high leverage move, optimize the top 10 pages you already have that get impressions but are underperforming on click-through rate.
I'm talking about the ones sitting in positions 8 through 20. Use AI to improve their titles, their meta descriptions, their intent matching. This turns nearly ranking content into consistently ranking content, and with very little risk. One warning, though, on technical debt. Speed should never kill the user experience. Core Web Vitals still matter. If you use AI to generate huge pages that load slowly or shift all over the place, you're going to hurt your rankings no matter how good the content is. You have to keep that technical foundation solid.
So let's bring all this together. What we're seeing is a pretty fundamental mindset shift in how we approach SEO. It's not about doing more of the same thing. It's about compressing the cycle time on the right things. Keyword research that used to take days, now it takes hours. Reporting that took half a day can be done in 15 minutes. But beyond just speed, it's about decision consistency. When you standardize how you evaluate opportunities using these workflows, you prevent that whiplash strategy, you know, where you're constantly chasing the latest trend. You get scalability, but, and this part is key, you get it with governance. You can scale because you have quality gates. Human approval on topics, accuracy checks, all that is built in. As we close out here, I want to leave you with one last thought. The definition of success in this new era is probably publishing fewer pages, but seeing more queries per page and just steady, consistent improvement. AI doesn't replace expertise, it just makes expertise scalable. If you want to dig deeper into these workflows, visit www.contentship.io to learn more or subscribe for future episodes. Thanks for listening.